This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The U.S. House of Representatives has approved new sanctions related to Hong Kong after Beijing imposed a security law that was condemned by countries around the world. The measure, which was passed unanimously, penalizes banks that do business with China. The Senate must approve it before it's sent to the White House and President Trump. Critics say China's law ends freedoms that were guaranteed for 50 years when British rule ended in 1997. The U.K., meantime, has offered a path to citizenship to millions from Hong Kong. Thursday, China threatened corresponding measures. China is demanding staff and business information from four U.S. media companies, including the Associated Press, and what it calls a necessary response to similar demands by Washington on Chinese state-controlled news outlets. This after the Trump administration last month added four Chinese media outlets to a list of organizations that should be considered foreign missions because of their ties to China's ruling Communist Party. U.S. employers likely rehired several million more workers in June, thereby reducing a depression-level unemployment rate. But the latest figures suggest a resurging coronavirus will limit more gains. Economists have forecast that businesses, governments, and nonprofits added 3 million jobs, a record high, and that the unemployment rate fell a full percentage point. The predicted hiring gain would be up from 2.5 million jobs in May. Even so, the combined growth for May and June would recover only a fraction of the 22 million jobs that were lost in March and April when the virus forced businesses shutdowns and layoffs across the country. For more on this and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use mobile app. This is VOA News. More than 515,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, 128,000 in the United States. There are now more than 10.6 million confirmed infections globally and more than 2.6 million in the U.S. The state of California has closed bars, theaters, and indoor restaurant dining all over again across most of the state, the rule applying to 19 counties with a total of 72% of the state's population. And Arizona's outbreak grew more severe by nearly every measure as the surging coronavirus crisis across the South and West sent shutters through the country. The rise in confirmed cases has been blamed in part on what's been called knucklehead behavior by Americans not wearing masks or obeying social distancing rules as economies reopened from coast to coast over the past 2 months. Federal authorities say Novartis Pharmaceutical Corporation will pay $678 million. To the U.S. government and various states to settle a lawsuit over a sham speaker program to induce doctors to prescribe its product. The settlement was announced Wednesday by acting Manhattan U.S. Attorney Audrey Strauss. Novartis Pharmaceuticals is part of Swiss drug manufacturer Novartis International AG. The settlement resolves a 2011 lawsuit accusing Novartis of violating the Federal False Claims Act and anti-kickback statute. The lawsuit said the company provided doctors with cash, lavish meals, and expensive alcohol to induce them to prescribe Novartis cardiovascular and diabetes drugs. Those drugs were reimbursed by federal health care programs. Thousands of Black activists from across the U.S. plan to hold a virtual convention at the end of the summer to produce a new political agenda that builds on the protests that followed George Floyd's death. Organizers of the gathering shared their plans with the Associated Press ahead of an official announcement. The 2020 Black National Convention will take place August 28th via a live broadcast. It will feature a series of conversations, performances, and other events meant to develop a set of demands before the November election. Meantime, Los Angeles leaders have voted to slash the police department budget by $150 million. The city council just approved the change, which will reduce the number of LAPD officers to a level not seen for more than a decade and provide services and programs for communities of color. It comes amid nationwide demands to shift money away from law enforcement agencies during America's reckoning over police brutality and racial injustice. Other cities around the country have also cut police budgets or are moving to do so, that including New York City. For more on this and other stories, visit our website.